Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Bas Chaya Leah.
We're learning Maseches Chulin Daf Gimel. The Gemara here is discussing the Kasha, answering the Kasha the Gemara asked in the beginning, what's the pshat in the Mishnah, Kol Sheikhtin, which is L'chatchila, and Shkitasek Sheira, which is B'di'evit. What is the Mishnah being marba with that Kol Sheikhtin, that is, works l'chatchila, and in other cases, works b'di'evit. And the Mishnah says two things, that kol sheikhtim shitasek sheira v'ayistais, there is something which you're being marba, which in certain eifanim will be l'chatchila, and in other eifanim would be b'di'evit. And the Gemara has six mahalchim. What's the pshat in the Mishnah? How to understand that kol sheikhtim u'shitasek sheira. And we'll go through each one, Be'ez Hashem. The first malach, Rabbi Bar Ula, which the Gemara starts on Daf Beis and Beis, that Rabbi Bar Ula said that we're talking about the tummy. And kol sheikhtim a tummy k'tshech l'chatchila if we're dealing with chulin. And what's the chiddush about chulin? We're talking about chulin shenasal tairis hakodesh, that he has a chiyuv to eat his chulin. He was mekabel to eat his chulin al tairis hakodesh. But since the chulin shenasal tairis hakodesh, even though it's k'kodesh tummy, but since it's derabanan, so Mimela, he doesn't have to be cheshish that the tummy will touch the basar. And therefore, a tummy could shech l'chatchila. And ushkitasing sheir b'di'evin is by kachim. By kachim, a tummy could only shech b'di'evin because we're afraid he might be negay b'basar. And why is it b'di'evin good? Because if he shechs and he tells us he was not negay b'basar, it would work. And what does the Mishnah mean at the end? V'kulan shechshachdu v'cheim reyneisam shkitasing sheir. It can't only be going on Chayr Shaita V'Katan, because why would it say V'Kulin Sheshachtu, say V'Im Shachtu? Elamai, it's also going on Tamei. And how come you need a Chayim Reinais in the Gemara says? Why isn't it good enough if he says that he didn't touch? There it says, the Lesser Kamandu L'Shaylei, he's not around to ask him, and therefore he didn't say anything, and telling you a Chiddush that the Chayim Reinaisim helps. That's Rabbi Ba'ula's Teretz. So if you are us, Taisus the Maskel Shemayiga Babasar asks the Kasha, why aren't we afraid of something else? Why aren't we afraid that he might go inside? We have a Gemara in Yuma, that Flamid, that says that the Benzaimer that holds that anyone who walks into the Beis HaMikdash has to be Tevil, he would not be allowed to Shecht, even from outside of the Beis HaMikdash, because Gzeri might go inside. So why don't you say the same thing about a tummy? A tummy is not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash. He shouldn't be allowed to shecht gzeir that he might go inside. So Taisus answers that a tar won't be so careful, and if he shechts, he might go inside. Mashenk and a tummy would be very careful not to go inside, so therefore there's no shash that'll go inside. The only shash is he might touch the basar. So Rabbi Chanan in Kaivitz and Yonim asks that if there's no shash will go inside, so how could he touch the basa? The basa has to be inside, because otherwise it would be a psul yetze. So how is it shayek that he should touch the basa if he's not going inside? Sefer Tosad Achreinim, Taisa says the same thing in the beginning of the third parak of Zvachim, when the Gemara is Lamebeis and Mebeis. And Achreinim there also, the Eilish Shleim and the Svasem is also asked the same kasha. Rabbi Chanan says that if you go like the man, the Yama, Bia b'mixas lo shemei bia, so there's no issa to put his hand inside. So the pshat is, you're not chayishish, he'll walk inside, because he's tamei, he's mizizar, but you are chayishish, he'll put his hand inside, and he'll be over, he'll touch the basar. He won't be over on going into the azar, but he'll touch the basar. But if you hold biya b'mixas loishma biya, so then it's shver. He says, shem etzarech leimar, that you might be afraid he'll touch the basar, which is exactly on the borderline, which is a little shver. Because we're not being chayshish that the basa will go out of the borderline and be a psul yetze, and we're also not chayshish that he'll go one mashu into the borderline and be over on the isser of tumah ba'azara, but we are chayshish that he'll punk touch the basa which is in the azara with his hand which is out of the azara exactly betzimtzum on the borderline. The chayr bishul shver, unless you say a little bit more that maybe the pshat is that the ur of the behema could be sticking out of the azara, because there's no psul yetzi on the ar, but there's still, by touching the ar, he'll be metami the basar al shemer. That could be. But on his first teretz, that bia b'mixas loishma bia, which sounds like a good teres, but l'chayah, there still is an iser, al kapanim, an iser derabanan, to put your hand in. So that also should make it bid the eved, and as everyone chayshish, that he'd be metame the basar, he should also have to be chayshish, that he'll stick his hand in, because that's the only way he'll be metame the basar, and be over on the iser of putting a tummy hand into the azar, even if he'll be able to mix his leishma bia, but there's zichan iser, al kapanim, an iser derabanan. The emphasis is the Rambam in Ilchus Psul Mikdashim, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, says that a Tomei who can shecht l'chatchila, even if he's going to stick his hand in and shecht inside the Azara, he still can shecht l'chatchila because he might touch the Basar. And the Lecha Mishnah says, Eifanart, that what's the problem, but why isn't it b'di'evah because he's sticking his hand in? So the Lecha Mishnah says, because the Rambam Paskins b'yevah mixes l'yishma b'yevah. So that would stim with this Rabbi Chanan's first teretz. The thing is, Rabbi Kamega, if an art, he asks a kasha on the Lecha Mishnah, that even if you hold bia b'mixas, loishma bia, the Rambam says mafurish, that if you machnas mixas of you into the Azara, you get makas mardis, it's an isadir abanan. So how could the Rambam say that it's b'di'evid for a tamei to shecht in the case where the tamei sticks his hand into the Azara? Tepik lay, it's b'di'evid anyway, because he's sticking his hand into the Azara. Never mind Shem Yigam B'Basar, but he's in favor on the Issa der Abban of Bia B'Mixas. It's Arachim B'Chalanal. Now, Taisus asks another kasha on the Sugya. The Sugya is Mavur that not only is there a din, L'chatchili, you can't allow a Tamei to Shecht because he might touch the Basar, but even if a Tamei does Shecht, B'di'evid, it's only kasha if either he says Barili or Acheim Aroyin Eisan. Otherwise, we are chayshish that he touched the basar. So Taisus asks Akasha, why don't we say, Safik tumme b'shusaram sveikai tar? The Gemara Sachim says, al kapanim according to one teretz, that b'shusaram is azar is b'shusaram, daf yitesim b'ezim sachim. So why don't we allow, even without anyone saying that it's tar, even if no one knows that it's tar, why don't we allow it to become tar? Because Safik tumme b'shusaram sveikai tar. So Taisus says the Teretz, because Reif Pam Liuchel Izar Miliga. So in Taisus you see his side, that the only time you say Safik Tom Meshusaram Sveiketar is only when it's a Safik Hashakel. But if it's a Safik, that most of the times it's not that way. You don't say Bechaygavna Safik Tom Meshusaram Sveiketar. But the Ramban argues, the Ramban brings his Teretz, and he says no. His Avada, even in a case where Alpi Reif, it's Tomei, even in that case, there's Xeris Akasav, a Savak, Tumish Yisram, a Sveikatar, it's a Hilchas a Gemirila. And he says, Vaharaya, because anyway, why should a Savak Tumma be Tomei? I have a Cheskas Tar. What do you need Xeris Akasav of Savak, Tumish Yisram, a Sveikatar? Yeah, anyway, I have a Cheskas Tar. Elamai, you need it for a case where there's a Reglaim Ladover. Otherwise, anyway, I have a Cheskas Tar. Vice days, even in a case where Api Raiv, it's Tomei, it's still Tar Bishisarabim. So this is the Yisaitis Nekam Achoikis Yishainim. That's here. It's in other places. Also a Bissel. The din of Savak Tum Rishis Arabim, is it only in the case of a Savak Ashakal? But if Rav Pamim it's Tamei, you don't say Savak Tum Rishis Arabim Sveikatar. That's what Taisus holds here on that base. And the Ramban says no. Even when Rav Pamim it's that way, he also says Sveikatar. It's discussed a little bit in the Yishainim also in Sachem Naftes. Taisus later in Chulin Naftes in the base, also need the Naftes, he says that you need the Pasuk, the Xeris Akasa of Savak Tum Rishis Aram Sveikai Tar, in the case we don't have a Cheskas Tar. If you find the case, we don't have a Cheskas Tar, it goes two cases. So he doesn't have the Ramban's Kasha. Why do you need Savak Tum Rishis Aram Sveikai Tar? Anyway, have a Cheskas Tar. You need it for a case, we don't have a Cheskas Tar. Al-Kobanim is a Machalikis Rishainim in the Sugi of Savak Tum Rishis Aram Sveikai Tar is a Dafka by a Savak Ashakal or even by Reif Pamim. The Ramban says a Teretz, that since Kachim needs Shimur, by Kachim, you can't rely on Savak Tum Rishis Aram Sveikatar. You need Shimur. It has to be a Vadai. So Mela, by Kachim, there's a special din that you need an aid to say that it's Tar. You can't rely just on Savak Tum Rishis Aram Sveikatar. Also a big Chiddush, and also seems Taisus argues in that. Another Machlaik is Taisus in the Ramban. If you have Kachim, which has a Savak Tum Rishis Aram, Taisa seems to name on Klar that a Savak Tum Rishis Aram Sveikatar would apply to Kachim as well. And the Ramban says, no, Kachim is a din of Shimur. You can't rely on Savak Tum Rishis Aram when it comes to Kachim. is a Marisham, Chelek Beisim and Gimel, that goes through the Shaila. It brings a lot of Rayas, not like the Ramban, a lot of cases in the Gemara, which does seem to rely on Sefer Shem Seketar, even in the Gei Kachim. Al Kapanim, you have a Machloikis, we shine him in that too. Now, Taisa says another Teretz. Taisa says a Teretz that we're talking about Babama. The whole case of Babama, Enechinami. In the Azara, you wouldn't need anyone to tell you it's Tariq, relying on Savashim Rishisaram is fake Tar. But Tumba Babama, and apparently that would be Rishisa Yachin. If let's say there's a Bama Rishisa Yachin, so then the din would be that a Tum is now a Shech Babama Lechatchila, you might touch the Basar. And B'diyev, it would be good. And Taisa says that would answer the other Kasha, that the Kasha was, why are you afraid he might touch the Basar? Why are you also afraid he might go into the Azara? The Teretz is right that we're talking about a Bama. This man had the bamais between the Churban Mishkan Shiloi and the Binyan Bayis Al Yidei Shleimai. You had a shecht karbanis wherever you were, so there a tummy can't check because he might touch the baser, but there's no problem of a tummy going into the Azara. And also that would answer Safak Tum Rishis Ram. It's not a Safak Tum Rishis Ram. It's a Safak Tum Rishis Ayachid, and you wouldn't say Sveika Tar. So there's a Shev Shmeitza, it's Shmeitza Vav Perich of Gimel. He got a close the Shaila. The whole Shmeitza Vav is about Erechad. He clears the Shaila. Is the Erechad Neman to say on a Safik Tumah Shusayachid, which is Sveikei Tomei, is Erechad Neman to say that there wasn't a Tumah and it's Tahar? And the Shaila is, we know that an Erechad is not Neman Kenegad is Chazik Yisurah. When you have the Cheskes Yisur, Erechad is not Neman, lest it's Biyadai. Now, Safik Tumah Shusayachid, Sveikei Tomei, is even Kenegad Chazaka. When you have a chazaka telling you it's tar, and you have the din of safik tumrish yisayachet sveikei tamei, that works even kenegan chazaka. So it sounds like it's stronger than chazaka. So ay bezay, just like an eid echad is not neman kenegan chazaka, so kol shkein an eid echad shouldn't be neman kenegan the din of safik tumrish yisayachet sveikei tamei. But the Shev Shmeitza, as a psaka einish shubikiyas, he brings a raya from this taisis, taisda vezim avezim chulin, haklein shiga taisis. But Taisus says that Taisus had a kasha on the Gemara here. And the Gemara says that if Tomei shechs a carbon, you're afraid he might have touched the basar. And if he doesn't tell you that he didn't touch the basar or no one was around, then there's no achayim reynaisam. The Gemara is mevura that it's possible. And we say it's Tomei, why don't you say Savat Tumash Yisrael and Seketar? And Taisus answers, according to the second Taisus, we're talking about Babama. So what does he mean? He means it's a Rishus HaYachid. Oh, and you see, even though it's a Safek Tum Rishus HaYachid, if he says it's good, it's good. Vice Dice, from Taisus, that even Erechad is Neman by Safek Tum Rishus HaYachid, it's Veker Tamim B'Tar Yisvada, but Erechad is Neman to say it's Tar, and then it'll be Tar. Agavaldi Geraya. And what will be the Svar? Why don't you say if he's not Neman Kenegan a Chazaka, and Veker Tum Rishus HaYachid is stronger than Chazaka, so why would it be Nemet to say Savat Tum Rishis Yachid Kneg Seker Tomei? So I was thinking myself, it could be, and they say these words in yeshivas, that when you have an Erechad being made, that's not called a Safik. If you have a Safik with no beer, so mainly you have a Safik, the din is it's called Tomei B'Teres Vadai. Mashayin Kain, if you have an Erechad being made, that's not called a Safik. It's not called a Safik. And mainly it wasn't on that, it's not said the din of Safik Tum Rishis Yachid Sveikei Tomei, it's not called a Safik. Dugma to what Taisa says, when you have a Rav or a Glayim Ladavar, it's not called a Safik, and you don't say Safik Tum Rishis Ram Sveikei Tar. He brings a Raya at the end of the Shtikl, that the Gemara says, if an Eid Echad says Tomei, and Echad says Tar, the din is, by a Shus Yachid, the din is Sveikei Tomei. It sounds like if the Eid Echad wouldn't, if they wouldn't have an Eid Echad saying Tomei, you just have an Eid Echad saying Tar, it sounds like the din would be, even by Shus Yachid to be Tar. Alkal Banim, from this Taisus, it sounds like a Gavaldi Gerayim. There's a Rambam, Sulam Mikdashim, Perigala Falacha Beis, he says him and he says a Tamei can't shech kachim lechatchila, and b'dievet he says it's kasher, but he doesn't mention that you need that he should say barley, or that you need that a chayim should be rain, I son. So the Achreinim ask a kasha, and Agamar it's mavur, that a kachim it only works if you have a chayim rain, I son, or he says barley. So Rabbi Kivega, it's there in the Maduris Shapsi Frankel in the Sefer Likutim from the Ginzer. Rabbi Kivega has an Arichas on this Kasha, the Neidi Bihuda, and Neidi Bihuda Kama Yeridea Simendalad is Mayrach about this Kasha. Also, because I'm Sefer here, One of the terutzim they say, Rabbi Kineke says it's teres in Eid Behuda, they say that Taisus asked the Kasha, he should say, Safik Tumrishus Ram Sveikatar. And Taisus answers, the second teres is of a Tumat Babama, is the male of Rabbi Yishuv the Ramam. The Ramam's talking about Bazara. The Ramam doesn't bring down the Dine Bama, not Naigul Teres. The Ramam's talking about Bazara. And Bazara, you don't need anyone to say it because you have the dinner, Safik Tumrishus Ram Sveikatar. They also discuss that maybe that this Gemara held that Azara is not Rishus Rabbim, that Azara doesn't have a din of Rishus Rabbim, and the Rambam paskins that Azara does have a din of Rishus Rabbim. Well, there were other Terutzim, and Taisus is bothered, but Chalhal could be Mitami to Behema, where's the Hechsher? And he says that Chibas HaKadesh is Machsher to Behema. There's a din that Kachim don't need a Hechsher to Mekabal Tumah, doesn't have to be Mukhsher to Kabal Tumah, because Chibas HaKadesh is a Hechsher to Kabal Tumah. So maybe the Rambam held if your Chibas HaKadesh is the Raisa, then you need an Eidus that is not Tumah. Mashengin of Chibas HaKadosh is the Rabbanan, that's how the Rambam paskins. So then, Misafik Usi, you could say it's not Tamei. And various other Terutzim, the Achrayim say Pupulim, why the Rambam was Matkar this Gemara Malacha. Now the Gemara goes weiter. Hai Tamei the Ibmi B'mai. Ilayim the Ibmi B'meis, B'chal Chayav Amrachmana, Chayav Reu Kecholo, Avatumahu. If the Tamei became Tamei with the mace, so he's an avatuma, and the knife, which is metal, is chayav areyu kachol, so the knife also is an avatuma. So tamei l'sakin, v'azul sak v'tameis l'basa, so the sakin's tamei, so anyway, the meat will become tamei because it'll be makabel tuma from the knife. Ela didmei b'sheretz. He's talking about the person was tamei from a sheretz. A sheretz will make him only a rishon l'tuma. A rishon l'tuma can only be makabel people, cannot be makabel, food, it can't be mekabel, it can't be metame other mekelim. Only metame oichel mashkim, not other mekelim. So it became tame with the sheretz is an avatumah, the person's a rishon l'tumah, the knife will not become tame at all. So Rashi is ma'arich a little bit. Rashi explains that you have to say it's it may be mace, because only if a mace touches him will it become an avatumah to metame the knife. If he's it may be tame mace, if a tame mace touches him, someone who touches a mace touches this tame who's shechting, so then he'll become a Rishon L'tumah, and he won't be able to metame the knife. And Rashi says that the Gemara didn't really need Chayav Reu Kecholo, because even if it wouldn't be for the Yisoid of Chayav Reu Kecholo, if he's an Avatumah, Chayav Reu Kecholo would mean that the knife becomes an Avatumah. But let's say the knife wouldn't become an Avatumah. Let's say he wouldn't say Chayav Reu Kecholo. So the knife would become a Rishon L'tumah. A Rishon L'tumah would also be metame the Basar. A Rishon L'tumah is metame Eichel Numashkin. So Chayav, you wouldn't need Chayav Reu Kecholo. So it's a shtickle deichik, and the Gemara brought in Chayav Reu Kecholo when it wasn't necessary. And also the Gemara didn't have to say it became Tamei b'sheretz. The Gemara should have said, it could have said that it became Tamei with a Tamei mace. Now the Rishonim here, the Ramban and the Rashbam, bring down a Gersus Rabbeinu Chananel that was Geris, that is Itman b'Tamei mace. Not Itman b'mace. That if he's Itman b'Tamei mace, it's still a problem of Chayav Reu Kecholo. But they say it's very schwer. If he's in the betame mace, so then he only becomes a rishon. If he becomes a rishon can only be metame eichel mashkim. A rishon cannot be metame other mekalim. What's pshat Rabbeinu Chananel? But Rabbi Chanan in Kavitz Inyanim, he also has it in Kavitz Aris on Yevamos Simen Yentes Aizvav. He wants to say that Rabbeinu Chananel holds, and that was his girsa, that even though normally a rishon l'tuma cannot be metame other mekelim, can only be metame eichel namashkin. But when we're talking about a kli matches where you have cherev reyu kechol, then a rishon l'tumah could also be metame the kelim. So mail the Gemara would mean like this: if it's a mace, he touched the tame mace. By mace is a klal of cherev reyu kechol. That's a din dafka by mace, not by tumah sheretz, not by any other tumah. So there, even if he was itma betame mace and he's a rishon l'tumah, but still as the din of cherev reyu kechol, he'll be metame the cherev, and the cherev would also be rishon l'tumah, and it would be metame the basar. Mashenkin, it was imme b'sheretz, and he's a rishon l'tumah. By sheretz, is no din of cherev areyu kecholo, and memela the second will be tahar. And a mechanan is mazim nachleikis yishenim like this: what's the pshat that a keli and an adam could only become tame from an avetumah and not from a rishon l'tumah? The Rishonim, Rashi, the Ramban, the Rajman, that hold because a Keli can't become Tummy from Rishon L'Tumah. That's the Klal. An Ava Tumah has a Kayach to Metame Adam V'Kelim. A Rishon L'Tumah has no Kayach to transmit Tumah to Adam V'Kelim, only to Eichel V'Mashkim. So Mela, the Din of Chayav V'Kachol won't change that. Lamaisa, he's a Rishon L'Tumah. He touched the Tummy Mace. He touched an Ava Tumah, a Tummy Mace. He's a Rishon L'Tumah. He won't be Metame the knife. Elamai, the Gemara has to be Geiris, the Imid B'Mace. Then he touched the mace. So he's an avatumah. The mace is a viavais. He touched the knife. He can be matami the knife. Gada emes nakat. And the knife doesn't become a rishon. Chayav v'kachol. The knife remains an av. But if he would be a rishon l'tumah, he would touch a tummy mace. A rishon l'tumah has no kayach to transmit tumah to other v'kelim. Vashenker ben Chananel holds that that's not the reason why an other v'kelim can't become tummy from a rishon l'tumah. The reason is, because by Adam and Kalim, all they could be is a Rishon L'Tumah. There's no such thing as an Adam and a Kali being a Rishon L'Tumah, being a Sheni L'Tumah. Only Eichel and Mashkin could be a Sheni. And Adam and Kali can't be a Sheni. So Mela, stated in the Gemara, that the Din of Chayav Rekachol is that by a Kli Machis, it becomes the same Tumah as the one who's transmitting the Tumah to it. So Mela, by a knife, that could become Tame from a Rishon L'Tumah. Because Rabbeinu Chananel holds that there's no din that a Rishon L'Tumah can transmit Tumah to Kalim. It's just that a Kali can't be a Sheni. A Kali can't be anything less than a Rishon. But Vibalt is a din of Chayev Reu Kachol. And by Kli Matchis, it becomes the same Tumah as the one that transmits it. So even a Rishon L'Tumah can make a knife Tame. Because the knife won't be a Sheni, it'll be a Rishon. So these are the two Mahalchim in the Gemara. The Pashtus, the Mahalach Rashi, and the Ramban, the Rashba, and as is the Pashtus, that the only way you can make a knife Tumah is if you're an Ava Tumah. So when the Gemara says, Ilay Menitmi B'Mace has to be touched the Mace itself. The Mace is a V'Avais, he's an Ava Tumah, and he makes the knife Tumah, and Chayav V'Kachol is Lav Dafki. Even if it wouldn't be for that din, the knife would be able to make the meat Tumah. Wouldn't make a difference if the knife is an Ava Tumah because of Chayav V'Kachol, or if the knife is a Rishon L'Tumah without Chayav V'Kachol, either way you can make the meat Tumah. And the Gemara's Teretz says he was Tameh B'Sheretz. Who had then he could have been Tameh with a Tameh Mace. Either way, he touched an Avatumah. He became a Rishon L'Tumah. He can't transmit Tumah to a knife. But according to this Mechudesh Dikar Rabbeinu Chananel, even a Tameh Mace can be Metameh a knife. Even though he's only a Rishon L'Tumah. But since it's a Klal of Chayav V'Kachol, and the knife will be a Rishon L'Tumah, so he could transmit Tumah to a knife and make the knife a Rishon L'Tumah. He just can't transmit Tumah to other Kalim, or to an Adam, where there's no din of Chayav Reu Kachol, because the only thing then will be a Sheni, and Adam and Kalim can't be a Sheni. And by Tamei Sheretz, he can't even transmit Tumah to a metal knife, because there is no din of Chayav Reu Kachol by Tamei Sheretz. But by a Tamei Mace, he could, someone who touched the Tamei Mace, is a Rishon, he'd be able to metame a knife, Chayav Reu Kachol, and the knife would be a Rishon, a very big Chiddush. Now the Gemara goes weiter. The Gemara says the second teretz, why the Tameh is not being metame the knife to metame the basar. The Gemara says, even if it will be a Tameh mace, but is badak krumish shalkana v'shachet ba. The knife is not a metal knife. The knife is just a krumish shalkana, it's just a reed that he checks the reed to make sure that it's sharp and has no pgimis, and he shechs in it. The Tanya b'chol shechta mei mitzur mei mitzchuchas mei mitkrumish shalkana. You let it shech, you don't need the kli. You light a shach with a rack, with a glass, and with a krumah shalkana. So here Taisus and the Rishonim discuss, does shchitas kachim need a kli sharis? Well, avodas kachim, kabbalas adam, v'chulei needs a kli sharis. Does shchitas kachim need a kli sharis? And the kamashitas, because this gemara is mashma, they don't need a kli. Krumah shalkana is not a kli. You don't need a kli. But there's a gemara in Zvachim, Dav Tzadik Zayin Amid Beis, that learns from the pasuk, that you need a kli, the Gemara Menachos also, that pei beis, that learns, it's a lechayah exeris akasav, you learn that from Avraham Avinu, that you need a kli, and the Gemara there says that you have a hekesh to all the other kabbanis, that they all need a kli, that shechita needs a kli. So what's the pshan here, that a krumish shalkana works, you need a kli. So there's really two shailas. The first shail is if you need a kli, and the second shail is if you need a kli sharis. That Gemara is a raya that you need a kli. That Gemara doesn't say clear that you need a kli sharis. Taisus brings Rabbeinu Ephraim, here and in Taisus in the beginning of the fifth paragraph of Zvachim, that from Zion brings a sheet to Rabbeinu Ephraim that holds that Enechinam, you need a kli, but you don't need a kli sharis. It brings the raya from the mission Ezim Mekayman, it says Shkitasim B'tzafen, V'kibbledom B'chlei Sharis B'tzafen. It doesn't say Shkita B'chlei Sharis. It says Kibbledom is B'chlei Sharis. V'ayis Shkita doesn't need a kli sharis. And the Rishayim is saying Nusach, that since Shkita is K'sheri B'zor, so Mel, it doesn't need a kli sharis. The Gemara says, Shkita Lav Avaydihi. Shkita is not, if you need a kayin, you need big dekun and everything, then you need a kli sharis. As I shkita is ksheir bizar, it's a zar digazak, you don't need a kli sharis. So what does the Gemara mean in Zvachim with the Machelis? Tells you need a kli. And what's pshat in Ag Gemara? Krumish Lakana. So Taisa says that a Krumish Lakana could mean that you made it into a kli, but it's not a kli sharis. And one of the Rai says also, even if you could say you made the Krumish Lakana into a kli, but there's a Machelikis Rebbe and a Reisib Rebbe Yehudam, if you can have a kli sharis made out of wood, could be as a din, a kli sharis can't be made out of wood. So if you go like Rebbe, that a kli sharis can't be made out of wood, how would a krumah shakana work? Even though you need a kli, you still need a kli sharis. And that's how this shita would explain. We said over, the Gemara in Zvachim and Menachah say they need a kli, learn it from Achelas, is it the Sefta? Taisus and the Rishayim bring it down, it's in Perek Aleph of Menachah, Salacha Beis, that the Sefta says that Chayim Kmitza v'Shkita, because Kmitza needs a kli, and Shkita doesn't need a kli. Even a Krumah Shekana works. So what's the pshat? It says in the Gemara in Zvachim Menachos, you need a kli. The Teretz is, it means that you need a kli, but you don't need a kli sharis. So that's one mahalach. You need a kli, and the Krumah Shekana is talking about, you took the Krumah Shekana, and you formed it into a kli. It has a shame, keli. But that would work if it's wood, is because, even though an ace and kli sharis meitz, is because you don't need a kli sharis. But Taisus has a sheet and not that way. Taisus has a sheet that you do need a kli sharis, and it brings a raya, the Gemara in Menachos, the Afayin Chesem and Beis, and the Gemara in Seita, the Afidanum and Beis, is Mavurit, that the Sakin is Mekadosh the Dam. How does a Dam get the Kedusha, that now when it's Royal Lizrik on the Mizbech, the Sakin is Mekadosh the Dam? So you need a kli sharis in Mekadosh. The din is, you put something in the kli sharis, it becomes kadosh, it gets kedusha as a guf. Like you put a mincha in the kli sharis, the mincha gets kedusha as a guf. So the sack in the shkita knife is what's mekadosh adam, it makes your oil as rika. So the chayis, so you need it, has to be a kli sharis. So the biskirav, in the kisvei griz in the beginning, in dafem zayin and zvachim, so also the chazayin yicheskel, in menachos perek aleph halacha beis, and others, they say the rishayin of Ben Ephraim that holds you don't need a kli sharis, is a pshat. It's not the pshat that the kli sharis of the sakin is mekadosh adam. It's the maisa shchita. The maisa shchita is a type of an avodah which is mekadosh adam. It's nothing to do with the kli. The kli doesn't have to be kli sharis. They hold that it says that the sakin is mekadosh adam. It doesn't mean the kli sharis of the sakin. It means the maisa shchita is mekadosh adam. But that's one sheet is Rishayim. They need a kli, but you don't need a kli sharis. And that would explain the Gemara in Zvachim, Tzadik Vavim and Beis, the Gemara in Menachos Pei Beis and Beis says that you need a kli from Vikras Machelis, the Tesefta says you don't need a kli, Shaz, you need a kli, but not a kli sharis. Now Taisus holds that you need a kli sharis because you can't be Mekandish Adam without a kli sharis. And what's Pshat that you could use it a kli sharis out of eights? So Taisus and Zvachim has it said, and in Chanami, it goes like Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, it says you could make kli sharis out of eights. And Taisus here says that you don't need such a good kli. You don't need a kli yafa. Shchita has a kula, you don't need a kli yafa. That would also explain that the Sefta says you don't need a kli, meaning you don't need a kli yafa. Taisus explains Balabatish, because when you bring a mincha, let's say, we have the mizruk that's makabal the dam, there, that's the dayrin. That's what you bring to the melech. It's the package of the dayrin. There, you need a kli yafa. A shege in the shchita knife, it's just a utility utensil. So it doesn't have to be a kli yafa. So mel doesn't have to be from, it could be from eitz. But according to that pshat, you need mamash a kli sharis. It just doesn't have to be a kli yafa. That's why it could be from eitz. And that's a pshat in the sefta. You don't need a kli, meaning you don't need a kli yafa. And this pshat would hold kipshutai, that a sakin is mekadosh adam, like the regular din of kli sharis, mekadosh adam, and that's the din, you need mamash a kli sharis. And you took the krumah shakana, and you mekadosh it, and made it into a kli sharis. Now the two other mahalchim you could learn. The Ramban here holds that lechatchili you need a kli sharis, because lechatchili is you mekadosh adam with the shkita. But in the end, that if you weren't, you didn't use a kli shayris, it also works. And then the dam will be mekudesh l'idei kabbalah. It is two way. Fanim had to be mekadesh adam. Since the din lechatchila is mekadesh dam of the shechita, so chila you need a kli shayris. But in the end, you don't need a kli shayris. So that would, then you'd understand the Gemara in Svarchem and Menachem say you need a kli. That's a din lechatchila. That the Sefta says you don't need a kli means in the end, you don't need a kli. The Rambam Moses Mavur that way. The Rambam in Perek Dal Adilchus Ma'aseh Gavana Salach Zayin that says klar that lechatchila the nusach of the Rambam called Svarchem and Sheikh Namais lechatchila lebesakim mikli sharis v'mshacha b'chol davish sheikh ma'achul and afilu kumah shalakan ekshemim. And the Chayyid Alumnus is like the Rambam lechatchila need a kli sharis and mekadesh adam. And b'di'evit, you don't need a kli sharis. And the Kesef Mishnah is Mavur that the Rambam holds b'di'evit, you don't need a kli altogether. As well as the Lashon Rambam called over Shesheich Nebichulim, which a chul, you don't need a kli altogether. So it'll be good. The din kli that it says by Zvachim Nachs din lechatchila, and that's a din that you need kli sharis lechatchila to mekadesh adam. And that this Gemara is Mavur, Kuma Shekana works. And the Tosefta says you don't need a kli, is b'di'evit, you don't need the Kedushas Adam because the Kabbalah be mekadesh adam. So that's the third malach. Rabbein Ephraim is malach is you need a kli, but you don't need a kli sharis. Tais malach is that you need a kli sharis, you just don't need necessarily a kli sharis yofa, but you need a kli sharis to mekadesh adam. And according to Rabbein Ephraim, the Biskurov says the shkit is mekadesh adam. And the Ramban and the Rambam hold that l'chatchila you need a kli sharis to mekadesh adam, and b'di'evit, the kabbalah will be mekadesh adam. And the Ritvoya is the chayah fourth shita, that he's mashma, that it makes a mixas kiddush, but the kiddush is not nigmar, and we mainly need a mixas kli sharis. I'm not sure exactly what the gather of a mixas kli sharis is, but that's what he says. And that's how he explains it to Sefta. You don't need a kli, meaning you don't need a full-fledged kli sharis, but you need epis a kli sharis, is that? Because it's doing epis a kedusha. And that's why he can make it from eitz, because it's not a complete kli sharis. So come, there's four shittas. Shittas taisis, you need a gansin a kli sharis, because you need to mekanish adam a day kli sharis. Now you don't need the kli sharis could be made out of wood. Shita Shemayn Ephraim is you need a kli. You need a kli, that's the ikuva, but you don't need a kli sharis altogether. And that the Gemara says that the sakin's mekadesh adam, the Brisker Rav learns in the Chazan Yecheskel and the Chazan Ish, that the shchit is mekadesh adam. You have the Ramban and the Rambam that hold that you need the chatchila kli sharis, and then we mekadesh adam al tzedin of kli sharis, but by the ever the dam could be kadesh through the Kabbalah. And then you wouldn't need a kli sharis, and the Rambam's Vur, then you wouldn't need a kli altogether. And you have the Ritva, that there's a mixus kedusha is done, so you need a mixus kli sharis. But it's not a full kedusha, so you don't need a full kli sharis, and that's why a kruma shekana would work. And now let's go right to the next turutzim of the Gemara. I had to understand that kol sheichtam lechatchilam and shchitasai ksheiram b'di'evit. Abaya and Rava both learned the Mishnah by Kusi, very similar pshat. Now, Abaye says that a kusi could shech lechatchila only when it's Yisrael Eimed al Gabov. Only when your mam is standing over him, but nichlis of Yetzei is not lechatchila. And Ravel, no. Ravel, the Yetzei v'nichnas is also lechatchila. That's a machlekes of Abaye and Rav. We're not going to get into that machlekes at all. But b'eifin, you don't have what you need. You don't have Yisrael Eimed al Gabov l'fi Abaye, or you don't have Yetzei v'nichnas l'fi Rava. Then it works b'di'evit only if you give him a kezayis that he eats a kezayis from the shechita. Because the kusim, according to Abaye and Rava, and this will be discussed a little bit more in the next daf, were nizer on all hilchos shechita. They ate kosher, and they did a shechita properly. But the problem with the kusim is they couldn't care less being machshel the Yisraelim and shechita. They didn't believe in lifnei iver. They didn't know there was any issa lifnei iver. And Mamela, they were choshed to be machshel the Yisraelim on the Issa Nevela. So like the Rashba says, if the kusim are shechting for themselves, and he invites you to come and eat for what he shechted for himself, that's mutter without any problem. But we're talking about hiring a kusi as a shechit for the Yisraelim. You want to get a kusi to shecht for you. So there, if it's Eimen al-Gabav l'fi Abaya, or Yetzir v'nichnas l'fi Rava, that's mutter l'chetchila. Because he won't mess up. He'll be scared that you'll catch him. And in a case where you don't have that, it wasn't Eimel al-Gabal fi Abaya, it wasn't Yesuv Nichnas l'fi Rava, the Eitz is get him to eat it. If he eats it, so he's not chashed on eating the Vela. If he eats it, Eibazai, it must have been a kashur shchita. But if he doesn't eat it, there's no Eitzah. And that's why the Gemara was bothered with the Vekulam. Himshach the Vecheim Reinaisa. Shigitasik Sheira. Why do you need a Cheim Reinaisa? L'chayr l'chaytech v'echel gazayin should be good enough. And the Gemara obliged with the Kasha. And Vashi says, that with too many Yisrael mumer for Eichel Nevelos Lotei Avayin, that here you have a Yid that really would want to keep the mitzvahs, but when his Yetzer Hara tells him not to, he sometimes listens. But if he has no reason not to keep the mitzvahs, he will keep the mitzvahs. If he would have kosher meat for the same price as trefa meat, he would never eat trefa meat. But he might eat trefa meat to save money. So such a Yid, if you shek the knife for him, so Mamela, all he has to do is shek properly. Shechting properly is not a problem. It doesn't cost them any extra to shech properly. So Mamela, you could be miming him that he shechted properly. And even though he's not going to eat from it, but he cares about lifnei or also. So you could be miming him that he shechted properly. But if you don't check the knife him, the checking the knife is immediate tircha. Like Rashi says, so you won't bother. It's too difficult for him to make the knife proper. So Mamela will be a problem of nevela. Because if the knife has gimis, it's nevela. So if you check the knife, it's good l'chatchila. And if you don't check the knife, so b'di'evid, it's good if you check the knife afterwards. And you have the same problem, what's for kulon? If you check the knife, you don't need a chayim reyneisam, and if you did not check the knife, it shouldn't be good. That's the Gemara, v'chayim peskinon. Now, Taiz asks Akasha, what's the pshat that you can't let them shech l'chatchila? Why not just let them shech l'chatchila and check the knife afterwards? And the same thing with the kusi. Why not let him shech l'chatchila and afterwards, before you eat it, make sure that he eats a piece himself? So Taisa says that since it's a chiyuv to check the knife or to give him a chaytech gezayis basar to eat, we don't allow you l'chatchila to shecht before you do that because you might forget afterwards to do it. Now Taisus points out, what's if shot by a kusi the eitzah is to give him a gezayis to eat and by Yisrael mumer the eitzah is to check the knife? By Yisrael mumer, he doesn't have to eat it himself. It's not negeya. He's just as chayshish for lifnei iver as he is for the issa nevela. The only thing is that when it's a tircha, he might not do it. It doesn't matter for himself or for anyone else. If it's a tircha, he might not do it altogether. He's a mumer echel nevela sotei avein. So mele, if you check the knife, so mele, the rest is not a tircha, so you say mechlem without him eating it. But if you don't check the knife, so even if he eats it, it won't work, because he's a mumer echel nevela sotei avein. By a kusi, for himself, he won't be over on the issa nevelos altogether. So mele, if he eats it, you don't have to check the knife. You can nem on with a klarkeit that it's kosher. And if he doesn't eat it, checking the knife doesn't work, because even if it's not a tircha, he might not have done the shkita properly, because he couldn't care less about being machshel you in the issa nevela. Now, Taisus is bothered. Why does it work? Yetziv v'nichnas lefi rava, or ayman al-gamba lefi abaya, why wouldn't you have to also check the knife? Ena chinami, you'll see from the yetziv v'nichnas, or from the chayim ayman al-gamba, that he checked it properly, but how do we know that he's checked the knife good? Because the Gemara is mavur that by Ayman al-Gabav, or Nechnas v'yetzei l'fi rava, it works without chaytach azayis v'echoloi. So maybe he didn't check the knife. So Taisa says, Amari dikateretz, that a kusi, if you're going to be Ayman al-Gabav, or Nechnas v'yetzei, you don't have to be afraid that the knife is pogum, because he's scared. He's afraid. You might ask him to see the knife, and you'll check the knife, and you'll see it's no good. Don't forget, he's shechting for you. You're hiring him to be a sheikhet. So he's always scared. You might be able to check, you might go and check the knife. So he'll make sure his knife is good. You don't have to worry about that. So how come you don't have that svar by Yisrael Mumer that you don't have to check the knife because he'll be scared that maybe he'll check on him? So Taisha says, Yisrael Mumer, halsa chayid. Officially, he keeps everything. Navas is a Mumer. He doesn't have Yir Shemayim. He could give in to his Yetzirah. But he considers himself completely a Yid. He's not a kusi. He's a card-carrying member of the club. So Amela, he doesn't think you're going to check up on him and check his knife. A kusi knows he's a kusi. He's different. He's of a different breed. So Mamela, he's scared you're going to check up on him. He's scared you're going to check his knife. So as long as he isn't chesviyetze according to Rava, or Emel Agabav according to Abaya, you could assume his knife will be good. Now Shengen Yisrael Mumer, he's from the same club. So if you don't have a halacha that you mechuyev to check the knife, he's never going to think that you're going to check up on him and check the knife. And the Mela, without checking the knife, you have to be cheshish that maybe the knife is no good. As I state in Taisus, the Chedushe Haridva and the Chedushe Aran, not the Aran on the Rif, but the Chedushe Aran, they say it, they bring down a shita, they hold, that by Kusios you have to check the knife. The Gemara didn't mention it, because you need more than checking the knife. By Mumma, all you have to do is check the knife. By Kusi, you also have to be Eimel al-Gamba. But you have to check the knife by Kusi also. Now, by Kusi itself, it's not Negel al-Alach. The Gemara later says that Kusim are like Goyim Gemurim. But the Paiskim say, the Rambam and others, it's Negel to a Tzduki and a Baisusi. And a Shkita of a Tzduki and a Baisusi has the same din as a Shkita's Kusi in the Zman HaMishnah. And the Shulchan Aruch says that it would work if you check the knife and you're Eimel al-Gabav. The Shulchan Aruch is in Siman Beis Siftes. And the Achreinim, the Shach and the Lachem Chamudis and the Goyin, they all ask a kash on the Shulchan Aruch that it's Mavur from the Stasis and the Gemara that by Kusi you don't have to check the knife. Why did the Shulchan Aruch say by Tzduki and by Susi you have to check the knife? The Chayrach, you see, by Kusi Eimel al-Gabav is good enough. You don't have to check the knife. So Mela, why by Tzduki and Besusi do you have to check the knife? Even though you show a Mumer, you have to check the knife. That's like Taisa says, because he's not afraid that you'll check up on him. But a Tzduki and Besusi is like a Kusi, he'll be afraid. But in the parentheses in the Grah, and the Chaya, this could be Pshat in the Shulchan Aruch, he brings it, the Chedusha Ritva says that, no, even by Tzduki, even by Kusi, you have to check the knife. So that would stem with the Mechaber that says that Tzduki and Besusi, you have to check the knife. And now let's go back to the final teretz of the Gemara, the teretz of Ravina, and the two lashonos in Ravina. Ravina said that Hakoil Shaychtan Lechatchila means, in the first lashon, if he's mumchen. Everyone who knows Hilchas Shchita, and we know he knows Hilchas Shchita, he could shech Lechatchila. Even though he's not muchzakim, even though we don't know that he's physically capable of shechting, he might be lalufei, he might just get weak and not be able to shech properly, but we're not chayshish for that. As long as he knows Hilchas Shchita, it's good enough. And Shchitas Hekshera means, if we do not know that he knows Hilchas Shchita, so then b'di'evid, we can ask him afterwards if he knows Hilchas Shchita, and then it'll be mutatit from his Shchita. But if we don't ask him afterwards, even b'di'evid, it's asa to eat from his Shchita. And what's v'kulan sheshachtu? So Ravina has a pshat, v'kulan sheshachtu means that if he shechted and we do not know that he knows Hilchas Shchita, and we didn't ask him afterwards because he wasn't around, then Achayim Roi Naisim helps. That's the first Lashon Ravina. And the second Lashon Ravina is the other way. That even if we know that we know that he knows how to shecht, he's muchzakim, he shechted a few times, we see he's physical capable of shechting. As far as knowing the Hilchas Shchita, the mumchen, that's fine. We don't have to know that he's a mumchen, we could assume he's a mumchen. So I call muzakim shaykh the machila, but if we do not know that he knows how to shecht, we're afraid of la'lufei, so then he cannot shecht lechatchila, and if he does shecht b'di'evid, and he says, bori li, that I didn't, nis'alef, I didn't get weak, I was able to do the shechita properly, then it's good, and the kulan is a pshat, that if he was not around to ask him, and we see that he shechted good, that's also good. So those are the two lashonos of Ravina, and the first lashon, we always have to be chayshish, he doesn't know the Hilchas Shchita. And b'di'evid, if he shechta, we could feher him if he knows Hilchas Shchita afterwards. And if he's less l'kaman, then we could, if we achayim royinaisim, that would work. But without that, even b'di'evid, if we don't know that he knows Hilchas Shchita, it'll be a problem. And according to the second lashon, we always have to be chayshish that he physically is not capable of doing Shchita, it'll be nis'alef, he'll get weak in the middle, he won't shecht properly. He has to be muchzik that he could do the shkita properly. And if he shecht without being muchzik, so then if he says, bari li shloinis alafti, it works. And if he's less l'kaman, achayin roinis, it works. And the Gemara fears ice that the other Amiram didn't say like Ravina. The Gemara goes to each one why the other Amiram didn't say like him. The Gemara fears ice the reason why the other Amiram didn't say like Ravina. was according to the Lashon that he says you have to be a mumcha. So they hold Roiv Mitzuyi Meitzah Shchita Mumchame, and according to the Lashon that says you have to be a muchzik, they hold Lalufe Leichashinan. So Halacha L'maisa is a Shigul Mavuka in the Rishayim. The Rif brings a Deya that passes like Ravina, because Ravina is a Basra, and Memela you have to always check to see if he knows Hilchas Shchita, and if he's a muchzik, and otherwise you can't let him shecht, even b'di'evit, if he shechted without knowing that he's a mumcha, without knowing that he's a muchzik, it would be a pasul shchita. But all the other Rishayim don't hold that way. The Rif argues on this day, and the other Rishayim, Amaskim, the Rambam, the Rajba, the Rosh, and the Ran, all the Rishayim hold that we don't paskin like Ravina, even though Ravina is a Basra. And the Ikatam is because the Gemara, later on Daf Yud Beis, goes to a whole Gemara there, but there it's Mavur, that if let's say your sheep was stolen and you found it shechted, or stam, you find an animal shechted, you're allowed to eat it because Reiv Mitzuy Meis Hashkita Mumchanein. And obviously we also hold Aluf Eleichashinan. Even if you don't know who the Sheikhet is, we could assume he's a Mumcha, we could assume he's a Muchzik, and Memela, Al Kopanim Bidi Evid, it's Mefurish in the Gemara, that is good. But there is a Machlaikis Rishenim, what's the Din Lechatchila? If Reiv Mitzuyim Eitzah Shchita is Matit Lechatchila or not? See, Rashi, Divir Maskel Mumchim Heim, Rashi says, Hilchali Boy Lemivdike. That sounds like even Lechatchila, you don't have to check. And as Reiv Bemisin state, Lechayr in the Baal Amar, on the Rif, and also in the Ra'ah, in the Bedek Abayis and Teres Abayis LaRajma, at the Ra'ah and the Baal Amar and Rashi, they hold that Reiv Mitzuyim Eitzah Shchita Mumchame means that you're not mechuyev to check whatsoever. Someone comes, he tells you he's a sheichet, fine. But the Rif and the Rambam and the Rajma and the Ramban and the Rosh, they all hold that Reiv Mitzuyim Eitzah Shchita Mumchame is good b'di'evit. But l'chatchila, you have to check. And they say, whenever it is like a mi'ata motzi, there's a din l'chatchila to check. So memela, en echinami, if somebody shechs and you can't check, you don't know who he is, you could be saimach that he's a mumcha and you could eat from a shkita. But l'chatchila, you have to check to see if he's a mumcha. And the Rishayim amazba, that there is a chilik l'chatchila between Ravina and the other Amiram. According to Ravina, that the din of Bedika is even Makav B'di'evit. We don't know that he's a mumcha unless we check. And if we didn't see him shecht, and he's not around to check, it's possible. So you're not allowed to let him shecht al smach that you'll be Bedik afterwards. Like we said before from Taisus, we're afraid that you'll forget. But Shein Kain, if we hold B'di'evit that Reiv Mitzuyim Meis Hashkita Mumchen Hein, so even though there is a din l'chatchila to check, but since the din to check is only l'chatchila, so we're allowed the chatchila to let him shecht al smach the bedika afterwards. And you don't have to check before he shechts. You're allowed the chatchila to let him shecht and check after he shechts. But you have to check. Unless he's not around, then you could be saimach on Reiv Mitzuyim Meitzah Shchita Mumchane. So that's the das of Reiv Paiskim. That's the second shita that we pass in Reiv Mitzuyim Meitzah Shchita Mumchane. But when you could check, you should check. But the pshat is you don't have to check beforehand. You could let him shecht and check afterwards. According to Ravina, that's Meikir Adin, and you can't be Saimich on it even with the Evid, so then you're not allowed to let him shecht and be Saimich that you'll check afterwards, because you might forget. But Lididon, that with the Evid, if he runs away, you could eat it without checking. So mainly you're allowed to let him shecht and be Saimich to check afterwards. We are Mechuyiv to check afterwards. So good, there's a valid three sheet. This is a das yachid in the Rishayim that holds that we pass it like Ravina, we don't pass it right mitzvah shita mumchane. But Rav Rishayim hold not that way. There is a das in the Rishayim, Rashi sounds that way in the Baal Amar, and there are, that Rav Mitzuyim means you don't have to check Bechlal. And there is a sheet, the Sarif, that we pass it about the Rav Mitzuyim, but l'chatchila you have to check. Now in this Gufa, the Shaila is, what about Lagabe the other Shaila? Lagabe the Shaila of La'alufei, Lagabe the Shaila of Muzakim. Let's say we know he knows Hilchas Shchita, but he never shechted before. We don't know if he's physically capable of shechting. So do we have to ask him, do we have to see if he says burly that he wasn't Nisalef? So the Ramban and other Rishayim say that there's a difference in the Nusach. When the Gemara says Lagabe Mumchim, it says Reiv Mitzuy Meitzah Shchita Mumchim Hein. Reiv means it's a miyat. A miyat, you have to check. A miyat amatzu, you have to check. Mashen kain. Lagabi, the din of la'alufei, the Gemara says la'alufei, lo'ichashinon. We're not chayshish. So you don't even have to bother checking. You don't even have to ask him. You could assume with the klarkeit that there was no iluf. But the Rosh says that the lashon of the rif is mashma hudin legabe iluf. You have to check. You have to ask him that he's not nisalf. It's the same din. You're not chayshish with the evid. But lechachili, you have to check. He has to tell you barely shloi nisalafti. The Rambam is mashma a third pshat. The Rambam says that he lechachila should not shecht until he checks with nei chacham pamim rabbi shirogel v'zaritz. But he says if he shachat chilul atzma it's kosher. So the Rambam's mashmi is chayshish v'iluf. He says lechachila he shouldn't shecht until he checks with nei chacham pamim rabbis. But he says, but the evid, he says it works. He doesn't say you have to ask him. So Narban is bothered. If you taka don't hold la lufilech hashin and you hold there is a shash, so why are you matter without she'ela? The Beis Yosef says, because since he knows hilcha shchita, so if he would have been misalif, he would have told you. That's why he could be saying mechanet. Rabbi Kveg is very bothered with that, because Ravina, who's chayshish for ilaf holds, he has to say barili. You don't say because he knows hilcha shchita, and male if he would have been ma'alif, he would have said. He said, you have to say barili. Mechatesa, anyone else argues, and holds that the chash iluf doesn't require a barili. Now, but that's also the gabe iluf. The gabe iluf, that we have the machlekes rishenim, and the Rosh holds is the same thing, legabe mumchim, that even though we're not chayshu, medieve, but lechili, you have to ask. And other rishenim say, no, iluf is better. It says, the luf elei chashina. Now, there's another sheet in rishenim, a fourth sheetah, and the Rambam brings it down, which l'chayr is the opposite of the Rif and the Rambam and the Rajba. It's the Bala Itter, the Goy Sashri, the Mardchai, and the Shiltis, that they say like this, that someone who we don't know that knows l'chashkita, he's not allowed to shech l'chatchila. But with the evid that he shechted, you don't have to be baidikim. The Rif is mashma the opposite. There's a lot of shech l'chatchila, but the word is, whether he shech l'chatchila or with the evid, l'maisiv, you could be baidik after you baidik, but you be baidik after shkita. And that mashma, no, you can't let him shech lechatchila without bedika period. But if he did shech, then you don't have to be bedik afterwards. So Taisa seems to be arguing on this shita, because Taisa says that, and the Mara says that other Amiram hold that they don't like Ravina, because they hold Rav Mitzuyim Esa Shita Mumchanet. So Taisa says, so what? So why can't they hold like Ravina? So Taisa says, because they hold that lechatchila you could shech. And don't explain because they hold that b'dievet would work. Because what's wrong with learning the Mishnah way? Hakol sheichta means if you know Hilchashchita. Ushitasen ksheir means b'dievet if you don't know Hilchashchita. I have a problem with the Sefer. V'kulanim shachtu. V'acheim roinaisim is kasher. V'aisis without acheim roinaisim. And he's not a mumcha, it's not kasher. But they also didn't have a pshan of v'kulan. Abaya and Rava and Ravashi did not have a pshan of v'kulan. They learned the Mishnah by Kusi or by Yisrael Mumer, the Kulan was going back only on Cheresh Shait of the Katan, so they anyway didn't have a Pshat of the Kulan. So that wouldn't be a reason not to learn the Ravina. Ravina would tell you, HaKol Sheichtim if you know Hilchashchita, Ushitasek Sheri if you don't know Hilchashchita, but the Evid if you ask him and you've heard him afterwards. And they'll learn, HaKol Sheichtim if you know Hilchashchita, Ushitasek Sheri means, but the Evid, even if you didn't hear him. So why couldn't they learn like Ravina, even if they hold a kol mitzuyim eis hashchita mumchanet? So teis mechuyach from here, that vice teis, if you hold rav mitzuyim eis hashchita mumchanet, you could allow him to shech lechatchila. So chay, that's a kasha in the Bala Itter. The Bala Itter says that even though you hold rav mitzuyim eis hashchita mumchanet, you don't allow him to shech lechatchila. As I fact, the achreinim, and it's really lechay a kasha from teisus. So the Goyin has one shot that ain't a chinami. The Bala Itter is coming from the Gemara later in Daf Yud Beis. And it's not like Asugya. The Gemara there says, Ro echot sheshachar imru mitchilas vatzeif mutu lechem shkitaseif v'mav osa lechem shkitaseif. And the Gemara asks, Akasha, I want you to say Rav Mitzvim eis shkita mumchen hein. And the Gemara says, Einachinam. We're talking about he know that he's a loy gomer. V'ayis teis if you hold Rav Mitzvim eis shkita mumchen hein, it's good. And the Gemara is mashm, it's only good with the Evan. And that's the pshat. It says Rosh Hashachat, and that's the pshat. That's why they think that Rav Mitzvah Shkitain works with the Evid, but only with the Evid, not like our sugya. But the Taz says a different pshat. He says if you look through the whole sugya, Hakol Sheichtim Ushkitasen Ksheira, the Ushkitasen Ksheira is with a knech. Like Hakol Sheichtim is Tameh, Ushkitasen Ksheira is by Kachim, it's with the Evid, but only if you ask him and he says that he was Loinaga. Well, Hakol Sheichtim Akusi, Ushkitasen Ksheira, when you don't have your soleiman al gamba v'yetzev v'nichnas, but only with a knetch when you chaytach his ayis v'aychel. Or kol sheichdim by Yisrael mummer shkutasim ksheir b'dieved, but only with a knetch if you obey the second afterwards. So the male of they old roiv mitzuyim etz shkutim mumchenein shkutasim ksheir b'dieved means b'chol inyan, not with a tanai. So male, that's why they couldn't learn like Ravina. I'll go, but, and that's the next sheet, that we have a sheet that passes like Ravina. You don't say a call Raven Sume Shkutumum Khamein, but we don't pass him like that sheet. And in Ravina, we have three sheetas. There are, and the Balamar, and Rashi is Mashma, that it's kosh, you don't need any Bidika at all. The Rif holds that you do need Bidika, but not before the sheet. You can let him Shech Lechatchil al Smach, he'll be Baidik, but Lechatchil, you have to be Baidik, at least afterwards. And the Bala Itter, and the Gaius Hashri V'chuli, they hold that L'chachili, you don't let him shech without Bidika, but B'di'evet, it's kosher without any Bidika B'chlal. Now the similar Chadash I saw was very bothered. What's the Svar for that? Bishleim in the Rif, it's a very Gishmaki Svar. Rav Mitzvah made a shechit that you could be Saimach on B'di'evet. L'chachila, you have to be Hechad Avshalom Ivrim Marinon. Not of us, but since it's only Alachatchila de Gedin Echad Hafshah, so we allow him to Shech Lechatchila al Smach the Bedika later, as opposed to Ravina, that the Bedika is Mikir Adin, it's Smach of Bedi'evid, we don't allow him to Shech Lechatchila al Smach the Bedika later. But the Bala Idinet says that Fakert, that when he Shechs Bedi'evid, even if it's Avshalavura, you don't have to be Mavar. So what's the Svar? We don't let him Shech without Bedika Lechatchila. What should be the Svar for it? It sounds Tamua. If you hold Evshel of Ruim Mavarinon, so even with the Evad that he shechted, you should be Mavar. And if you don't hold that way, you hold that even if it's Evshel of Ruim, you don't have to be Mavar, so why can't you let him shech lechatchila? What's the Svara? He wants to say that Avad the Bala Itta would be maskim that he could shech lechatchila if you're planning on being Baidik later. The Bala Itta is being make a little bit more than the Rif. The Rif holds even with the Evad after he shechted without anyone asking him to shecht. Even now, you have to be Mavar. The Bala Itta says no. If he already shechted, and no one asked him to shecht, but he already shechted, you could be Seimach. But to go lechatchila to shecht, that you have to be Mavar. And ain't a chanami. If he's going lechatchila to shecht without beer, he could do it, I'll smach to be Mavar later. And if you're not Mavar later, so you were even that you weren't paid to him before. But it's not the pshat that he can't shecht lechatchila without beer, but if he did shech lechatchila without beer, now you don't have to be mavar. There's no svara for that. Good, but the Taz and the Gaon Zichah didn't learn that way. Otherwise, they wouldn't have the kasha b'chlal. Now, one more inyan. What if someone doesn't know hilchos shechita b'chlal? Itaka doesn't know. Does Achayim Roy Neisim help? It's a Gemara later in the days Mefurish that Achayim Roy Neisim helps if he doesn't know hilchos shechita. But there's a machlokes Yishayim, what's the din lechatchila? Someone who doesn't know Hilchos Shechita, could you allow him to shecht with Achayim Roi Neisan and eat from a Shechita Lechatchila, or only B'di'evet Achayim Roi Neisan helps? Now, Shaila Lacha L'maisa, you have a person that doesn't know Hilchos Shechita. Are you allowed to give him a knife and tell him to shecht something? You'll watch him, and you'll see if it's a good Shechita. If he manages to make a good Shechita, you'll eat it. Or no, if he doesn't know Hilchos Shechita, you can't allow him to shecht at all Lechatchila, only B'di'evet. If you watch him make the shechita, it's good. So the Torah says, even lechachila you could. As long as you're watching him, you could. Even though the Mishnah says, by a chayr shayt of a katan, only b'di'evet if a chayim roi nice and it works. That's a chayr shayt of a katan. They're more mua to be makalko. Mashengen a gadol. Even if he doesn't know hulcha shechita, you allow lechachila to allow him to shecht. As long as you have a chayim roi nice. And the Beis Yosef says that's what the Ran holds. In Sefer Lulav HaGazel, then the Rajman Teres of Bayis holds that way. But he brings Yishayim, the guy Sashi, and the Mordechai, it says, just like Chayy Shayt of the Katan, by Chayy Mori Naisen is only B'di'evet, who would then someone who doesn't know Hilchos Shechita? So the Shach and the Goyin, they say they have a right to the Yishayim that it's only B'di'evet. The Mechaber Paskins, like the Torah, that even Lechatchila, you're allowed to give to someone who doesn't know Hilchos Shechita with a Chayim Roi Neisa. And the Ramah Paskins like the Agai Sashri and the Mordechai, it's only B'di'evet. And the Shach and the Goyin say they have a raya to the Agai Sashri. Why? Because Ravina held that you don't see Rav Mitzui Meitz Hashechita Mumchenein. And Ravina says if someone, we don't know that he's a Mumcha, the Mishnah says, if you're Shachta V'Chayim Roi Neisa Miskasha, that sounds like it's B'di'evet. And Ravina says, going on in Eina Mumcha. So even though we don't pass like Ravina, that's because we hold Roi Mitzui Meitzko to Mumcha Mein. But if you have someone who we know he's not a Mumcha, we know he doesn't know a Cheshkita. So the Chayre, it's Mefurish that it's only B'dievet. So how, why would we necessarily argue with Ravina on this point? Ravina, who doesn't know the Roi Mitzui Meitzko to Mumcha Mein, he al Karchuk learned up the Mishnah that Kulan Sheshach to Vechayim Roi Naisa is on Eina Mumcha, and that only works B'dievet. So who would it be done? We hold Reb Mitzvah Shudah Mumcha name, but if we know he's not a Mumcha, it should only be the Evid. That's the Chayyar Raya from the Gemara to the guy is a Shri in the Marachai, not like the Tur and the Ran and the Rajma that hold that it's even Lechet Chila. So what's Takrib Shad in the Tur? So the guy says one shot that Agamar is Mashma even worse. Agamar is Mashma that even a Chayim Royin Isim doesn't even work with the Evid when someone doesn't know Hilcha Shkita. Because the Gemara says that what's the pshat v'kulin sheshachta v'acheim reynayson is shkitasek sheira, why don't we ask him? So the Gemara says he's less a kamon the mashali. So the shaila is, why should we ask him? If we saw he did a good shkita, why should we ask him? Elamai it's mashma, that if we ask him and he didn't know hilcha shkita, even if we saw the shkita, it's no good. So Taisus is ma'ir, that the b'raisa later says mafurish not the way. The b'raisa later is talking about someone who doesn't know hilcha shkita. And he says, Koy, if you saw it, you could eat it. And the Gemara there says, Pshita. So the guy says, no. Now, Karcha, our sugi argues in the Bryce later, Ein echinami, our sugi is mashma, that Achaim Roin Aysam doesn't help if he doesn't know Hachashkita, Faket. Our sugi is mashma, not only Lechathchila, Achaim Roin Aysam doesn't work if he doesn't know Hachashkita, even with the evidence doesn't work. It's only if he's lesser, come on, then we assume if we saw him, we know Zalchashkita. So merely, you can't bring a raya from our sugya, it's not like the sugya later. But Rabbi Kivega, Eifanad in Shulchan Aruch, says another teretz of Fakeret. He says a teretz of Taisus Kasha. Because he's bothered, L'chayetz Mamish Tamua. How could you say that if someone who doesn't know Hilcha Shechita, Achayim Raya Naisen doesn't work? Chayre Sheita V'katan, it says Achayim Raya Naisen works. How could someone who doesn't know Hilcha Shechita be worse than Achayre Sheita V'katan? So what's Takrib Shad? I mean, Taizim Adayik in Agamara, that the Gemara says, but Achayim Reynaisam, why do you need Achayim Reynaisam? Why don't you ask him? And the Gemara says, Lesa Kamon L'Mashali. Sounds like even Achayim Reynaisam, you have to ask him. And if you have to ask him, it sounds like if he doesn't know Hilcha Shechita, it wouldn't help by Achayim Reynaisam. But how can that be? How could it be worse than Achayim Reynaisam? The Kohen certainly don't know Hilcha Shechita. Hazad Yom Kivega Asvara, that Achayim Reynaisam works if you know that he doesn't know Hilcha Shechita. By Chayr Shait of a Kotten, you know he's a Chayr Shait of a Kotten. So you're being extra careful to make sure he's shechting properly. So that's why it works. Mashenkein, in the case of Ravina, where we don't know if he knows Hilcha Shechita or not. Ravina doesn't hold it, Rav Mitzvah Meitz Shechita Mumchem Heim. But you're watching him shecht and you have no idea if he knows Hilcha Shechita or not. You're assuming he probably knows Hilcha Shechita. You're not watching so carefully. You're not watching every little drop. So Mamela, then it doesn't help. So that would be a teretz of Taisus Kasha. The Gemara in Daf Yud Beis that says Achayim Roi Naisim helps when he doesn't know Hilcha Shechita is to him, you know he doesn't know Hilcha Shechita. So if you know he doesn't know Hilcha Shechita, you have a Sheikhet, someone who doesn't know Hilcha Shechita wants to try out the Shechita, the Sheikhet knows he doesn't know Hilcha Shechita, so he's watching very carefully. So Mamela, if he doesn't see any problem, so it's Kasher. Mashenkin in our Gemara, he Shechted, and we didn't know that he'd know Hilcha Shechita. So Mela, we have to test him, because Ravina doesn't hold the Reib Mitzvah Meitzko to Mumchein, and if we find that he doesn't know Cheshita, Chaim Reynison doesn't work, because we didn't know that he didn't know Cheshita, so he weren't looking good enough. So Mela says, very good. Agamar that says it's been the Eved is talking about when you don't know that he doesn't know Cheshita. So there, if he's still around, you have to ask him, and if he's not around, it's good with the Eved, together with the Tzirif, that Yachayim Reynison, and Lamaisa probably does know Hilcha Shechita, even though we don't say Mechanit, but together with Achayim Rai Naisim, it's good enough, b'di'evit. But if you know he doesn't know Hilcha Shechita, so then Achayim Rai Naisim works. And then you could say it works even L'chachila. When you don't know that he doesn't know Hilcha Shechita, so if he taka doesn't know Hilcha Shechita, it doesn't even work b'di'evit. There's no Achayim Rai Naisim then. If you didn't know that he didn't know Hilcha Shechita, then even b'di'evit Achayim Rai Naisim doesn't work. That's the sugya here. Because you weren't careful enough. You assumed he probably knew what he was doing. So you weren't watching every drop. And if you didn't know that he knew Hilcha Shechita and you still don't know if he knows Hilcha Shechita, then Ravina is saying, but the end of the Chayim Reynaisim works. But see, if the fact that it's very yitach and he was a mumcha. And we don't even need that. We hold Reb Mitzli made shechita mumcha main. But when you know that he doesn't know hocheshita, so then avada chayim roinosim would work with the evet. He's not going from chayim shayt to the katan. And even lechachila, he's better than chayim shayt to the katan. Even lechachila, chayim roinosim would work. That should be kvegas teretz.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.